I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. As Juliet Capulet once famously asked, what's in a name? Food writer Melissa Clark has an answer. Melissa is one of America's most influential culinary voices. Through more than 40 cookbooks and her long-running work for the New York Times, she's helped generations of home cooks feel a little more confident in the kitchen. Her recipes are known for being innovative, approachable, and practical. When I spoke with Melissa for an episode of the Third Story podcast some years ago, our conversation drifted toward creativity, where ideas come from, how they evolve, and maybe most importantly, what to call them. Musicians are familiar with this dilemma too. When does an improvisation become a composition? When does an idea become a thing? And once it does, how do you describe it in a way that invites people in? So, in honor of Melissa Clark, today I am not Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. I'm Lemony Leo with a one-pan reflection on creativity and nomenclature. You can hear my full conversation with Melissa Clark at WBGO.org. And here she is with the main dish.
When I'm thinking about how to name a recipe, like I'll make something, I'll just cook. I'll go in my kitchen, I'll cook. And then I'll take what I cooked and I'll like, how do I sell it, right? How do I name it? Do I call it, you know, pasta with fried lemons, or do I call it lemony pasta with, you know, it's like, okay, we'll put the adjective in because that makes it more appealing. The other day I did a dish of Swiss chard. It was delicious. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was, so you make, you take pancetta, you saute it, you take Swiss chard, you put it in the pan, you let it melt with some chicken stock, and it gets like, you get these super silky greens, and then you take eggs and you crack it in there and you cover the pan and the eggs cook. And so it's kind of like there's a Northern African dish popular in Israel called shakshuka. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like that, but it's green, right? Because it has a Swiss chard and it doesn't have any of the spices. So it's a different flavor profile. I didn't want to call it shakshuka just because it's not really shakshuka. The only thing it has in common is the method and the eggs, right? But it's not the soul of the dish. So I called it something like, you know, soft Swiss chard with runny eggs. And my editor immediately changed it to green shakshuka, you know, because that's the thing that's going to sell.
Huh.
So, and, you know, she was like, do you mind if I'm doing this? And I want, so number one, I want to make the dish I want to make. Mm-hmm. But number two, I want that dish, call it green shakshuka, call it Swiss chard with runny eggs. I want as many people as possible to cook it.
Yes.
If more people are going to cook it because we called it green shakshuka, that is fine with me. I keep a kitchen diary.
Yeah.
And when I make something good, I write it down. And then that often becomes the seed for the recipe. And then that's just the beginning. And then I take it from there, right? But very often it's just a lot of my recipes come from, you know, I always say, well, I go to the farmer's market or I go to the supermarket and what is there? And that is where I start from. And then I cook at home and then I make something good. And then like maybe I'm in my kitchen. And like the other day I did this rhubarb chicken, right? So I'm in the kitchen. I have rhubarb because it's just coming into season and chicken. And I'm like, how am I going to put these together? And this is just me being creative. And that's when I'm like, ginger. You know, that's like one beat later, ginger. And it's not the immediate thing.
Yes.
The immediate thing is, you know, I start with, onion. Okay, so shallot or red onion or something sweet. Garlic, nope, no garlic here. Sorry, garlic. Lemon, yes, you are invited in. Coriander, you are here too. And then it's like the 1 second later, oh, ginger would taste really good. That has become a recipe.
I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News. Talking about soul food.